And one of the fears we'll be processing in the meditation session is guilt. And because guilt is such a complicated fear, I need to explore it with you prior to the meditation. Guilt is an attempt to make right in the present something you did wrong or think you did wrong in the past. Guilt always inhibits you and causes you to monitor your thoughts too much. Each time you think about it, you generate more negative subconscious programming. So guilt is obviously self-destructive. There are 10 primary areas where we tend to feel guilt, and I'll explain them now. Number 1, religious guilt. For centuries, religions have used guilt as their primary tool for exploiting or controlling people. By creating guilt within you, some churches make you feel bad about yourself and dependent upon the minister or priest for absolution. Don't let the institution of the church manipulate you into accepting this. Number 2, parental guilt. Many people feel guilty in some way toward one or both of their parents. Number 3, sexual infidelity guilt. Those who have cheated in a sexual relationship often carry the guilt of their actions. 4, sexual practice guilt. People may do something or have done something sexual that generates guilt feelings. Number 5, someone you hurt in the past guilt. This would relate back to someone you hurt or cheated or manipulated or took advantage of in the past. Number 6, someone you neglected guilt. Someone you neglected in the past is still causing you to feel guilt in the present. Number 7, someone you could have helped but turned your back on guilt. And because you didn't, you haven't been able to let go of it. Number 8, philosophical guilt. This might relate to an ethical belief not reflected in your actions. For example, if you have a vowed commitment to animal rights and vegetarianism, but you occasionally sneak a hamburger or you wear leather shoes. Number 9, an act of cowardice guilt would relate back to a past action you're ashamed of. And number 10, an act of cruelty guilt would also relate back to a past action that continues to bother you. Our feelings of guilt may be the result of a current situation or one that is long-standing. Let's explore potential guilt feelings in 3 areas: current, long-standing, and philosophical guilt. As an example, current guilt might be a reaction to not spending enough quality time with your children. Long-standing guilt might develop because you left your ex-wife. And philosophical guilt might result from failing to share your good fortune by tithing 10% to your church. Since no one can change the past, long-standing guilt is always inappropriate. You can't undo what is done, and to dwell on it destroys the present and the future. But current guilt and philosophical guilt you can do something about, if you choose to act. In choosing guilt, you choose to see yourself as bad. You want to gain self-acceptance, and you can't do this when you feel you're bad, unless you make yourself feel guilty. Now, it's a stupid, internal debit and credit system. Once you've felt guilty long enough, it balances or justifies your actions so you can feel okay with yourself. But usually, you just do the same thing all over again. It's a continuing spiral unless you decide to end it. Stress is another area that needs to be mentioned. Although not an emotion in itself, stress can develop if you're overexposed to any of the fear-based emotions. Although not all stress is bad, Too much is usually destructive to your mental and physical well-being. You don't want to fight or resist stress. That will only make it worse. Instead, welcome it, accept it, and flow with it. I suggest that you convert your stress to creative energy. Use it to fuel positive activities such as taking a walk, working on a hobby, or completing some other project. Once you totally accept the stress, it will begin to disappear. Developing a detached mind will help you to do this. Using relaxing meditations will also be of value. Fear is responsible for every disturbance, large or small, international or interpersonal. Although I've been showing you how to process the many aspects of fear, there is really only one fear, the fear of being unable to cope. All fears grow from this one. Whether it's rejection you fear, or a person, animal, or inanimate object, whether you're greedy, possessive, or anxious, or even if you're simply afraid of aging or death, what you really fear is being unable to cope with a fearful situation, should you encounter it.